Welcome to the King's Road Podcast. I am your host, the Aries Justin Yontz, and I'm here with Abash. And we're going to just go right into it. That's it. We're going right into it. I think it sucks that we're going back to Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns, especially when the ratings came out and Riddle pulled in a really good rating for his match, and it was directly correlated to that.
Yeah.
So here's what I would say. If they're going to do anything, I would do this. Have Roman beat Brock again, and then have Riddle come out and cash it out. And you know what? He has a reason to cash it in on him because he screwed over Randy. He screwed over him. It's not like he can get away with that as a babyface because he's been screwed so many times by these guys. It's like, well, now I'm going to screw you over. Don't say that, because then that would be like Kane and the Katie Vick thing when he said to Triple H, now I'm going to screw you. Which is like, yeah, that sucked.
What a good match, though. Yeah. Man. Like,
he's always been good.
Yeah. It's such a good match.
I thought he should have been the guy that won the... Royal Rumble in... I thought he should have been beating Brock at WrestleMania. Yeah. I think he's the guy.
Yeah.
And I know everybody wants Cody and everything, but I'd rather see Riddle. I'd rather see a new guy who is elevated to the top, who has not been, who's not a legacy guy, who's not been anywhere else. Let him be the guy. I think, plus he brought in that great rating. If Roman is just going to take his, you know, sabbatical, I know if Riddle cashes in and that kind of throws a big wrench into their plans with Drew McIntyre and the castle and the clash and the gas, it's a shit. I would have Roman beat Brock and then send the crowd happy with Riddle with coming out and beating him.
Yeah, with the cash in.
That will get a huge... That's what I would do. There's your SummerSlam. I know everyone's like, let's just wait till WrestleMania, and it's like, we don't know if he's even gonna face Cody. He's probably gonna face The Rock.
The Rock
has a clear schedule. So, I mean, yeah, Cody's whole thing is there, but I mean, there's something with Riddle that needs to be tapped. I would go with Riddle. That's enough about that. Let's move on to AEW. So we haven't talked about the last 3 weeks of AEW.
Oh my God.
So let's look at it, an overlook of AEW. Yeah. I feel this show tonight was a step backwards in a lot of ways.
The show tonight was a bust, man. Like, for everybody who's listening, Justin and I was blowing Justin's phone up like nobody's business. I'm like, what the hell am I watching? Like, is this AEW? This isn't AEW. Is this AEW? Because this doesn't... And, like, you know, the forbidden door... Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Is this going to be Big Show? Where it's like he can't feed his family unless he's with Christian.
I will get back on that because there was nothing more WWE about that friggin' show than that segment right there. But
your father's dead. I'm like, that's Reed, Flair, and Charlotte thing.
I know, but also like Luke Perry was a gem, man. Don't do that. Like that's the cheapest of the cheap.
Nobody believes it. Nobody actually believes that Christian really believes that. So why do
it?
Nobody really believes that shit anymore. It's lame. I don't want to see it.
Where my biggest issue with how things have been presented over the course of the last couple of weeks, like going into this, is that I understand that you have to introduce these New Japan guys to television. I get it, but like, what did I say to you? They come out here in like sweats and tracksuits, and every friggin' star, like every New Japan star, these big names. Like Jay White did it tonight. Like when the first time we saw Tanahashi, he was wearing like this oversized potato sack. Like Okada, you know, yeah. I heard the dime drop today and I got so excited. And
although this guy comes out wearing, to be fair, that is kind of how Tanahashi dresses. I mean, when they do the press conferences, they put the suits on. The funny thing, when you were texting me that, somebody else was texting me that exact same thing.
They just look like scrubs, man. They look like scrubs. And like the Will Ospreay match that we had today, like Will Ospreay
is he losing?
For me, he is up there as a, say what you will about his lack of psychology or this or that.
He's right up there with Okada. Shit.
But like he is a once in a lifetime performer is well.
I mean, if Shingo, if he hadn't gotten hurt, he would have gotten the Shingo run that he was.
Brewing. Yeah, it's just I don't like the way that they're presenting it, and like even tonight,
I kind of feel he's gonna probably win G1. I think I would have Ospreay win G1.
Seeing Moxley and Tana tag together, and then just watching Tana and Jericho go, I'm like not excited to watch. I'm not excited for that match now. Like after
everybody wanted to see was we all wanted to see Okada and Omega, and we can't do that because Omega's hurt.
Yeah,
I mean, there's nothing we can do about that. The second thing we wanted to see was Danielson and either Okada or Zack Sabre Jr. or Will Ospreay, and he can't be on the show. CM Punk
because
can't
he's
be on
hurt.
The show.
CM Punk's hurt. Like everybody's friggin' hurt at this point in time. Like what is in if it's not gas prices or COVID or monkeypox, it's an injury. At this point in time, I'm sorry. That's probably a distasteful joke at this point in time.
No, but I mean, I think it's relevant. I mean, I blame CM Punk doing the stupid stage dive. I hope he never does that stage dive ever again. Do not do that. That could have been the thing that twisted his knee. I don't know if it is, but.
Here's the deal, like any of us, any person that's active or anything, like and I even texted you this I think after Hell in a Cell, like I'm sitting there at the gym doing bench presses and I'm just thinking to myself, I'm gonna tear my pack. Like I just
that'll cause you to get back. Don't do that. But, visualize what you don't want to happen.
I know, right? But nonetheless, like
yeah, but I know what you mean.
What is in the water, man? Like what are these guys doing? Like I get it. Like and we all this is the thing about professional wrestling and sports entertainment, whatever the hell you want to call it. When people this is why I love when people are like, yeah, that's fake, isn't it? It's like okay, yeah, it's predetermined, but these guys really are pushing themselves to a limit that they've never pushed themselves to before.
Omega was wrestling with Vertigo. I mean,
yeah,
that's
for like 3 years. Like that's freaking ridiculous. And he's not a guy that's just like bump. He goes full force, man. He's not a guy that's just like.
Well, that's why I'm not really angry that he's taking this break. I'm like, he deserves it. He needed to take a break a long time ago. He stayed there for that company because he knew they needed him. And then he took I'm just hoping that he is able to get to, I'm thinking either All Out or I don't even know if he's going to make that. I'm thinking maybe probably November.
I mean,
at the earliest.
This is also another thing that's kind of cool is that we can, up till about like 3 weeks ago, we could have fantasy booked the entire year. And now we can't because we don't like How long is Bryan Danielson out? How long is CM Punk out? How long is Omega going to be out? Is Cody going to be ready to go by Royal Rumble? Like, ooh, like who else is injured? Like, friggin' Rhea Ripley kneed herself in the face and gave herself a concussion. Like, what is going on? You know what I mean? Are these guys just pushing themselves so hard?
To be fair, Danielson pushes himself. Well, really, I mean,
yeah, and we know that. And
I blame that stage dive that Punk took with what took him out. I think that took him out. I don't know. I mean, it didn't look like that's something where you land on your knee wrong. I mean, I don't know. He hasn't really talked about where it was the injury happened.
I mean, maybe it's on one of the botched attempts at a Buckshot Lariat that he did.
That could have been it. I mean, it sucks because I don't know. I'm hoping Tanahashi pulls out the magic that Tanahashi is able to pull out and gives us that amazing match. I'm also hoping the four-way, please be elimination. Please don't be one fall to a finish. Be elimination. That way we can at least like, get like a single match toward the end of it.
They threw away that announcement too. They really, really threw that. Like, we saw it, and as it was happening, I was like, is this going to be a tag match? No, it's going to be a four-way. Cool. But like, where is Okada his best? Yeah. You give him a 45-minute match he's one of the only people that I can be totally enthralled by in a 35 to 45-minute match, and just the story that he tells.
But Tanahashi can do that as well.
After seeing him tonight, like, I don't want to watch him.
Tanahashi's also a smart guy. He's not going to go out there full blast.
Yeah,
on the go home show, just after knowing what he knows has happened, like, he got hurt.
Yeah,
cancel the show. I don't know what else to do. It would be like that UFC show a long time ago where it's like, we're just canceling it.
We just can't.
It's that dreaded UFC show. We just cancel it. It's like,
we just can't.
They wish they could, but they. So I think Tanahashi knows what's up. He's very good at when he knows the stakes. I think the four guys know it's good because they want this to be a yearly event.
Yeah.
So they have to go out there and deliver.
And after running down the card is great. Like, it's a great card. It's going to be fun. Like, the matches are going to be fun. I'm going to spend the $50 to actually watch a pay-per-view instead of a crappy $9.99 Peacock or whatever it is I subscribe to, to stream it. So like, I'll be happy watching it, and I'll probably geek out and have my moments and text you and be like, oh my god, is this happening? But like, if I was basing whether or not I was going to purchase the show off of my go home episode tonight, I would be like, oh sure, don't really care. No.
Because we got to talk about the you know, last week when they had the ladder match. I thought the ladder match was really good.
Oh, man. Yeah, the ladder match was great. And I'm so happy.
The hair match was okay. I mean, I don't think anybody really believed Jericho was losing his hair. Mm-hmm. What was the match before that? What happened that last week?
Oh, man. Seems like so long ago for me.
Two weeks ago, actually. Let me see. It's three weeks ago. I don't think it was a smart move to beat Ospreay. I thought that was dumb.
No, I thought that was.
I don't like that they beat Ospreay. 601. That was okay. 601. That's when CM Punk got hurt. I believe. Yeah.
Man.
3 weeks ago was when CM Punk CM Punk got hurt, and then we had John Moxley versus Daniel Garcia. It was an okay
that was
show,
great.
But, you know, I don't.
That was a great match.
I don't really
I think we
look
talked
back
about
on
that.
That show now. I don't look at that show favorably now because now we have no Punk.
Let me see where I'm at.
Anything.
Oh, we had the Battle Royal. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait. No. John Moxley versus Kyle O'Reilly. That was a good match, but
I feel like we talked about this.
This was our first. We talked about it privately. We never talked about it in the thing.
Sorry, guys.
So that was that. And then the week after, last week, Jay White returned. You know, he has the IWGP title. But yeah, unfortunately, Forbidden Door doesn't feel special because we're not getting the dream matches.
No.
So who do you think is this technical wrestler? Is it Cesaro or Claudio Castagnoli?
Whatever they're gonna call him. Honestly, you hit the nail on the head when you. I was thinking the same thing that you were when you were like, it's gonna be Gargano. I was like, it's gotta be Gargano or Cesaro at this point in time. I don't necessarily see Bryan Danielson putting Gargano over as this amazing technical wrestler. You know, he's great. Yeah, like Gargano's great. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm a
like,
huge
who
Gargano
else is
fan.
There? Is there like an All Japan guy, maybe? Or not All Japan.
New Japan guy.
Well, there's the Noah guy. The Noah guy. That's really good. Could it
the
be
the 26
him?
Year old? I mean, it could, but I mean,
like, who's out there? I mean,
I was thinking the same thing.
Better not be John Grisham or something like that. That would suck. I don't want to see
maybe
that.
Maybe it's
special to me.
Maybe it's
at
Bray
first
Wyatt.
I thought he was going to say Wheeler Yuta.
It took you a second. You're welcome.
The one time I don't want Bray Wyatt, not to replace Danielson. No.
I mean, they've got a history. There was that whole moment where he wasn't in the Wyatt family for like
a second. He's not a technical wrestler.
Oh, man.
Not even a second. Who are great technical wrestlers that are on the free market right now? Could it be Chris Hero?
He's not anymore. Like, Chris Hero, I think in mid 2000s was a special attraction. I think that when he went to NXT and gained about 9,000 pounds, he lost the technical aspect. But I am a superficial asshole this evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am a superficial asshole. I honestly think that it's got to be Gargano or Cesaro.
I'm looking right now at the wrestlers that won technical wrestler of the year. I'm trying to look at the year end awards in the Observer to see who else it could be, maybe.
Right.
Let's see here. Who was the runner up in the technical wrestler other than Danielson? okay. So we got, that was Young Bucks, Omega. This is 2020. I don't know. I think it's got to be Cesaro's his friend. Let's stop calling him Cesaro. That's such a stupid name. I feel like John Moxley when he turned on Jericho. He's like, it's a stupid group. I'm never going to join you. Like, that's what I feel with the Cesaro name. It's like, it's a stupid name. What about NWA? I mean, what, Trevor Murdoch? No, he's not a technical wrestler. Who is there anybody technical on NWA? Power? That's,
I mean,
good.
No. No. Zack Ryder, Matt Cardona.
He's hurt too.
Oh, never mind. So who's on the market and not hurt? Let's see.
He's hurt. Okay, here we go. All right, I found it. The year-end awards. All right, let's look down. Let's see who he put as the runner-up for technical wrestler. Because that'll give us an idea of who could it be. I mean, it's probably Danielson was like the runner-up, but
yeah.
Gargano, Cesaro, or as we're going to call him, Claudio Castagnoli. Let's see. Could it be MJ? No, I don't know what this MJF thing is going to. I mean, is this just, it feels like he's gone from the company, but it feels like it's not even going anywhere. It really feels like it's real. He really doesn't want to do anything. Like, he's just going to stay home for 2 years.
They're just letting it rest. There's so much more that they have that they're dealing with right now. They're letting it rest. And if, you know,
because I was listening to Meltzer, and he kind of like let me in on, like, he kind of let us in, like, maybe he really is gone. I don't know. Like, maybe this, like, maybe he, because there's just like no mention of him and there's no promotion of it. If he's going to work an angle, you would think he would be on like social media and doing something. I mean, if you're going to do this real, he can't just show up and, you know, attack them. You know, the lights can't go out and it be MJF, then it just feels like fake wrestling,
right?
So I don't know how do you do this. Where does this go without it having some form of the company knowing that he's going to show up?
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of like they backed themselves in a corner.
So let's get back to who's going to be the Bryan Danielson replacement. Do you think that it'll get spoiled for us? Do you think that AEW will have the capability of actually keeping this person under wraps, or is it going to be kind of like, is it going to be like a Cody Rhodes thing where it's like the most, what's the word, the worst kept secret kind of thing? Like, I'm really still waiting for that moment. Like, I missed that moment. And I told you the last time that I think I had that moment was when the Hardy Brothers came back. Like, the Hardy Brothers came back in WWE for WrestleMania.
The 33.
That was the last time.
And then they failed them. They did nothing with them. And he couldn't use the broken character because the stupid TNA decides to hold the one thing. So stupid. Siori, I think that's the Noah guy or the All Japan guy that's gotten a lot of it. Jonathan Gresham. So the runner, so technical wrestler in 2021 was Bryan Danielson. Then Zack Sabre Jr., then Jonathan Gresham, then Siori. And then it was Kenny Omega. Those were the top five in the Bryan Danielson Award, which he named it the Bryan Danielson Award.
I love that.
now he has won it again as the Bryan Danielson. I mean, the Wrestler Year of Award. That's the Ric Flair Award.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm guessing Cesaro. I think it's going to be him. I don't know if it's going to mean that he's with AEW. I think it might be just a one-night thing.
Well, did you see the way that they're promoting it is that the newest member of the Blackpool Combat Club?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what they were saying. They were calling it the newest member of the... Oh, what were they calling Sting and Darby and Hiromu and Shingo? Dudes with attitudes. Are we going back to like 1980s Sting where they're being called the dudes with attitudes? Like, are they gonna come out in like surfer gimmick? Like, come on. Oh man, I got so angry.
Also, I gotta say this idea of using the pilmanizing gimmick where you smack the guy down, especially with what they did in WWE, where they had Madcap Moss. He tried to break his neck and he's back a week later.
Yeah.
What does it take to be, I mean, you're either really injured or you're fake injured. You come back a week later and it's like, and they do the injury. I don't know. All I know is I did not like this AEW Dynamite. I don't like the cheap heat of using Luke Perry to do that. I nobody believes it.
Christian looked old, man. Christian looked old. He looked old, he stumbled through that promo hard, man.
Well, they should just bring him back with. Edge is. I don't know. Is Vince really going to pay him another $3 million to do nothing like he's done?
Right.
He's been a bust. He didn't do anything.
Yeah.
He's done nothing in ratings. Right. He's done nothing. So I think he could end up in, this is his last year. So he could end up in AEW and they could be the guys that hate fans.
They made us do it. That'll be their team name. They made us do it.
I don't know. This is just very disappointing. I was very excited for the Forbidden Door, and now I'm like,
too, man.
None of the guys I wanted to see are gonna,
yeah,
be there.
Hey, we do have to say that it looks like your wishes have come true, and is she officially released from her contract? First she's not released, then she's released, and then Twitter says that she's not released, and then she says that she's not released, and then the day later, man, what is going on with professional wrestling?
I gotta believe she's come. I think she's friends with Athena, so I think she's. You know, it's interesting. I saw an interview. So, I don't know, like it was based on like Real Heat. It was like What Culture or whatever, and they were talking about. I forgot that promo Sasha cut on Alexa Bliss. Okay. Where she like ripped her and she pretty much called her what she is, which is somebody just using this, which I really feel is what she's doing.
Yeah.
She doesn't really care about it. She's just using it to go into acting and she doesn't really
What if the new baddie is Sasha?
That would be so lame. She's so much better than that. She does not need a group. She should be on her own. She needs to come in, interrupt like Britt Baker or something. I mean, she could show up they need something special for Forbidden Door. So I would have, if you have her, if like she's legally, if you can have her show up.
I was sitting there for a moment. I was like, wow, why do we not have a good female Forbidden Door? And then I was like, oh, that's because New Japan doesn't have a women's
yeah,
like,
it would have to be
division.
Stardom,
which is their thing. And instead we get Thunder Rosa versus Toni Storm. Whoop de friggin' do.
Are they gonna do a title change there? I don't know.
And for as much as I talk about how amazingly hot some of these guys are, like Toni Storm is smoking, like she's gorgeous.
That's why I never understood how she was used in WWE. They always used her like she wasn't attractive, and I'm like, are you serious?
She's hot, really? Man.
I'm like, I know you've got your blonde in Charlotte, but I mean, you've got another blonde, and I dare say that Toni is a better worker, but she came from Stardom and she worked all over the world.
Yeah. And she's got that really snap pile driver that looks freaking brutal.
I mean, she's really good. I'm looking for, like, I kind of want to see her win because I think she's somebody who can carry a lot of people in matches. I don't want to see her have a feud with Nyla Rose. I'm happy for, you know, what she does, but her matches are not that very good. She's not that good.
What are you chewing on?
She's kind of the Kane of she's the Kane of AEW.
Oof.
You know,
the Kane like, of AEW.
They put her in AEW. Is boy, he's changed. Boy, what a different guy he's become.
Right,
Kane. I mean, it's like I don't know.
Go from having
You heard the thing that what is MVP and Chris Jericho had like a big spat and apparently he's over.
Yeah. What are you chewing on, bud? Sorry. What you got here?
Since we're pretty much done with AEW, let's talk a little bit about let's end with Vince. So Stephanie is named the interim CEO. It doesn't mean anything because he's still running creative and he's still running everything. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's bullshit. If I could be an AEW wrestler right now, I'll throw in the bullshit here. You know, the trademark. It's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
I'm putting in bullshit, you know, just because. You know, they always throw in bullshit now. Like,
can we?
Really
can we?
Edgy.
Are we gonna have to up our rating on our podcast?
Well, no. You can curse on here. I told you.
But we can say bullshit because it's so PG,
yeah,
right?
You can say bullshit. You can say bullshit. Whoa, and fuck.
Can we also talk about the fact that like we had a full on national television audience chanting "Shut the fuck up" don't even remember. Was it Christian that they were chanting?
Yeah, it was Christian.
Okay.
They've done that before. They did that a little bit to MJF in front of the
like,
higher ups.
Man, like.
I mean, he wanted that. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
He was trying. He was goading them into it. I don't believe this feud just seems boring to me.
Yeah. Okay. Back to
Vince's interims, you know, step. Down as interim CEO, it doesn't feel like feels like she's CEO in name only, and it feels like it means nothing.
It's
and I have no faith in this. I don't know. Until he steps down from creative, I mean, look, they're going back to Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns, and hopefully
Roman Reigns.
Hopefully they're going to be smart and they'll give Matt Riddle the briefcase and have him beat Roman.
Find a way to get in there.
Roman can say the thing, you know, I wasn't ready or whatever. And, you know, I mean, he seems like he doesn't want to be there all the time now. So,
right.
I mean, if you're going to make him Brock Lesnar, then does he really need the titles? I mean, if Riddle beats him, that gives him a rub.
Yeah,
that's that Riddle gets. Even if he beats him with the thing, he'll be the guy that ended his streak. Mm-hmm. I know that everybody wants to give it to Cody, but I'm like, do it with Riddle.
Right.
Riddle's over. Riddle's like Danielson in 2013 right now. Go with him.
I wouldn't say that hot, but yeah, he's.
I mean, he dropped. I mean, if you see that rating he got.
Yeah,
it wasn't Vince. It was the main event was the thing that like really drew it. And then they beat him and then they served him to Amos. Is that how you say his name?
Do you know what I want to
do? I mean,
do?
Love of God, please. They're not going to just put the thing on him. I hope.
Oh God.
Please don't give him the money in the bank.
I think we need Amos. To do a podcast. We need a podcast of just. The last like 6 weeks of you trying to say Omos.
We gotta talk about Veer real. Did you see the nice thing that Veer did on social media? A kid didn't have anybody show up at his birthday party, and Veer DM'd him and said, "I'll show up for you. And you know, I'm gonna win." And I was like, you know, I kind of hate this. Gimmick and it's kind of stupid, but you know, that's really nice because I mean, for a 6-year-old child to have the mother was like writing about it and she said, you know, nobody showed up for my son's 6-year-old. She's like, I don't know what to do, and I'm like, that's horrible. I mean, and the fact that he like said something is like, well, I'll be there for your kid. I was like, you know what, that's That's a nice thing to do. I can't bear. Although I still think he would be the most entertaining character on Austin's podcast. You don't speak English.
No. Oh man.
I don't know. I feel like
I think that WWE at this point in time is on a precipice of changing.
I found the they did do a good job. Said that about AEW for I don't know how long, and
yeah,
it feels like it's one step forward and then two steps back. One step forward. Year of AEW being good for it with these companies.
Yeah.
I mean, can they just not book for a whole year? I mean, NWA or some people like that, but I mean, it's like they're pretending it's the 80s. I don't know. I'm not excited for Jungle Boy Christian. It just seems boring. It seems like Kane shit. It seems like I'm your father. Yep. I'm your mother. I'm your brother. I'm your this. I'm your that. I don't want to see that crap. I'm so tired of that. I don't know. I'm hoping Forbidden Door is really good. If I were them, I'd have Tanahashi win and do something different.
Why not? I mean,
I'd rather see Tanahashi. I'm going to be honest with you. The match I want to see it all out is CM Punk versus Danielson. I feel like we need to get to it as soon as they're healthy because they might get hurt again.
Right. You know what? Just put in Omega 2. Let's just get it all out of the way.
Let's not go crazy. Yeah,
let's just put all of them in there just before they all get injured again, please. Bring Cody back. Just fatal four-way interpromotional. Just have him
go in there with the torn pec and just be like, he just won't turn the. I mean, look, I mean, Roman doesn't defend the title, so you might as well just give it to Cody, you know?
Right.
Like, I'll defend the title when I feel like it. Maybe Bray Wyatt is the special character. I only trust one man, a guy who has no technical ability. I mean, Davey Richards, is that it? I mean, that would be Oh,
yeah.
Who's this guy?
Right.
Oh,
I love how he kind of got the New Day who thing going.
I know. I was like, "What is that shit?"
I was like, "Come on, bud, be careful."
Also, I gotta say, Blood and Guts is gonna not be as good because it doesn't have Danielson in it. Yeah. I'm just gonna say that right off the bat.
It's still in Detroit,
and I really and when he comes back. And when he comes back, I do not want to see him have a feud with Chris Jericho. I'm just going to be
please,
saying
God,
that.
Right. Please, God, no. Please, God, no.
I want him. He's either going with CM Punk. I don't know. I really don't want to. I know that that's kind of what they're looking to do is CM Punk versus Moxley. That just doesn't excite me at all.
I'm turning into not really being a Moxley fan.
His matches are not been great. They're okay, but
yeah.
I prefer him with Danielson. Danielson keeps him grounded. All right. Well, with that, I think we said everything we need to say. the truth
shall
set
you
free.